Well, we certainly got a good turnout today. I want to thank everybody for being here. Let me introduce myself. And this is what happens when you don't answer your phone, by the way. You get voluntold that you're going to be the master of ceremonies. So I'm here because of Mr. Woodard. So y'all blame him, but you got to listen to me speak from there. But my name's Larry Durham, and I'm the chairman of the Professional Trade Contractors Council at the Madison County Home Builder Association. And we're very proud to be a part of this today. This is, you know, safety month for our industry. The theme is built to last, and that's what we all want to do. And safety begins with every one of us. That's the most important thing when we're all out on these job sites, is to look out for one another and take care of each other, including our inspectors and engineers and anyone else that's involved in construction through that process. And also our shared responsibility in the disaster relief of construction around our community. We want to thank everybody that partners for that effort as well. I want to make a special thank you to all of our sponsors today. If you take a look up on the banner, Breland Homes, North Alabama Home Building Academy, the Huntsville-Madison County Builders Association, Associated Builders and Contractors, Lentil Lift, Lee Builders, Site One, which is across the pond, and Mr. Hank Campbell, who's doing our cooking today. Special thank you to Hank from Site One, and Travad Signs. Just to let you know, this event's being hosted today. It was led by Steve Woodard, building official of Madison County. So our Madison County Inspection Department, City of Huntsville Inspection Department, and City of Madison. If you three gentlemen of our directors would stand up, please. Steve, Allen's in here. I think I saw him. Kip. So we want to thank y'all for what you do. And at this moment, if I could get any of our elected officials that are in the room, if you would please stand so we could recognize you. Former officials too there, Mr. Curry. We certainly want to thank all of you for taking your time to be here with us today and help us celebrate the safety in construction. At this time, I want to bring up State Representative Rex Reynolds. Would like to say a few words with us. Thank you.
Thank you, Larry. Thank you, Larry. I appreciate the invite to be here and just kind of kick this off and welcome everybody. We picked a perfect day to bring in here and have lunch and have a safety meet today, and as we hear all that rain hitting the rooftop. So I can't tell you how much I appreciate this industry. I brag on you all the time in Montgomery.
Can you hear me okay?
As we always say, you take care of yourself. I mean, y'all are so good with the work that NAHA does. I saw Tommy back there getting ready to serve. And, just developing a workforce for tomorrow, that's huge. And they're concentrating on a workforce, quite frankly, that we might not otherwise be able to bring into the industry. So that's huge in so many ways. And what you do, of course, since 2023, I took over the state's budget for the House. And as you know, all your retail taxes, I told the contractors the other day, your retail tax goes to the education budget. But the work that you do in renting equipment and in the use of equipment and getting homes built, and then the ad valorem taxes support our state and local services, I just really do appreciate that. I've had the opportunity to work with Larry and some of the others on some legislation. I think that was on the gas fitters where we kind of adjusted the number of journeymen to work under a master's. And anytime you have something like that you think you need to be adjusted, you know, come to myself or Senator Gavan. I saw Representative Andy Witt come in the back there and work with us. We'd be glad to support you. Just driving in here today, in my district really kind of goes from Drake Avenue north of the state line. So just knowing I was coming down here and looking at all the homes, I've told several of these code enforcement people here today, I don't know how you keep up, but we appreciate what you do. So enjoy this Ramey lunch today, and again, thank you for all you do.
Thanks, Eric.
Thank you, Representative Reynolds, and he was very instrumental in getting that bill passed. And what the bill he referenced was the number of apprentices that can work under one journeyman on a job site is going from 3 to 5, and that was a tremendous help to all of us in the trade industry of plumbing and gas fitters. So thank you, Representative Reynolds, for that. Representative Witt, would you like to come up for just a minute, please? I'll go ahead and say something while Andy's making his way up here. The North Alabama Home Building Academy, without his leadership in helping us get that legislation done in our local area and then statewide, the academy would not exist. And it's a network now going statewide, and it's a lot of leadership from Representative Witt, Representative Reynolds and Senator Givens. So they do a lot of work that a lot of people don't know about that helps our industry every day. So, Representative Witt.
Thank you. I certainly appreciate the opportunity to speak just briefly today because I'm between you and your meal. So I don't want to hold you up today, but one of the pieces of legislation that I was extremely proud of was the passage of the NAHA that allowed us to develop the school out there, and it's doing a fantastic job. We passed a state bill last year that allows other communities to do across the state, so we're doing that. So now they're popping up all across the state. We've won national awards with the NAHA, been out to Vegas. I did not go to Vegas, I'll say that. Some of the other folks did, but I didn't make it. But anyway, I want you to know I'm one of you. My family grew up in the construction business. My dad was a builder developer. My grandfather was a builder developer. So I know what the footing means. I understand your construction, and I can read a tape measure, okay? So there's not many bankers and politicians who can even read a tape measure anymore, but I still read one. So I'm with you. You need me. I'm always open. Give me a call. And thank y'all for your friendship and support over the years. And I thank you. Thank y'all.
Thank you very much, Representative Witt. If I would, Senator Sandlin, if you would mind come up, please.
Thank you. I'm Sam Gavan. I represent State Senate District 7, which is all in Madison County. I have about probably a 40% of the county population standpoint. Goes over from Gurley up through to Limestone County line. I've even, Handy's one of my constituents. So, but I appreciate the opportunity to be here today. I am a lifetime board member of the Home Builders Association, which means I don't have to run for that election, but I do have to run for election to State Senate District 7, so I sure would appreciate y'all's support there. I've been a big supporter of NAHA with discretionary funding that from both the education budget and TVA funds that we have. I think it's so critical that we keep this industry going. I'm also a dirt lawyer, so if y'all ain't making money, I ain't making money. So I need all this going. I need this new construction. I need new developments going on, and we need to provide places to live for all the new people that are going to, our new friends that are moving to Madison County. So thank you for the opportunity to be here, and I hope y'all have a great event.
Thank you, Senator Devan. And one thing I did or would like to mention about NAHA, safety is the very first thing that our students at NAHA have to take. And our partner, the Home Builder Association of Alabama, made that possible with the Alabama Safety 6 program that our legislators were good enough to get accepted for us to teach that. So we're very proud of that. And it's a very big part of what we do at NAHA is all focused on the safety to keep our guys safe on the job site. At this time, I'd like to invite Mr. Ron Peaster with the code officials. If he would come up, please. International Code Council, I apologize.
Good morning. Thank you very much. My name is Ron Peaster. I work for the International Code Council. And on behalf of ICC, I want to thank all of you for being here to celebrate Building Safety Month. I'm an architect by trade, but I also come from a family of builders. And I spent my teen years, summers, carring foundations, lugging shingles because they didn't have foist back then, and caning up the job site. And I can't tell you how instrumental that was in learning the trade of architecture, being able to actually understand how a building is constructed was invaluable to me. And now through the International Code Council, I have the ability to work and support code officials throughout the country, but today I want to recognize Madison County, the city of Madison, and the city of Huntsville, who have hosted the event today. Thank you for your support of building safety. We were talking a little bit before the program started, and it dawned on me what a great mix of people we have here in the room today. We have code officials, we have builders. We have elected officials. You are all instrumental to the process of constructing safe, sustainable, and affordable buildings. And by creating relationships like you have with people in your area, there's no doubt that your buildings are going to be safer, they're going to be more affordable, and they're going to serve your communities better. So I applaud all of you for working together, because we've all been in situations where building that relationship can be tough, but it's worth the time and the effort. So congratulations to all of you for doing that work and for serving your communities. Before I sit down, I do want to mention the International Code Council's annual conference is going to be this fall in Nashville, Tennessee, which is just a couple of hundred miles north of here. And that's ICC's premier event. And we invite all of you to join us and celebrate building safety in Nashville this fall. If you have any questions, contact the North Alabama code officials. They're instrumental in our conference and are always there and supportive of ICC's conference. Or contact ICC, and we'll be happy to welcome you to our conference. So again, thanks for the opportunity to speak, and thanks for supporting building safety.
At this time, I'd like to ask Michael Valenzuela with the Madison County Inspection Department to come up, please.
Good afternoon, everybody. Glad to be here with you. Glad to try to speak over the rain. It's incredibly loud. First of all, I'd like to say thank you to all of our sponsors, those who contributed to making this event possible, and also thank you to those who worked so hard to make this event happen today. There's been a lot of work done behind the scenes to make sure that this is all prepared for us. So I wanted to first give a round of applause to those folks, the sponsors and the folks that did the hard work to make this happen. Today's about the work that we all do to contribute to building safety. Taking a few moments to appreciate the people in this room who protect lives, strengthen communities, and set the stage for the future generations. As I call out each of these, I would like you, if you wouldn't mind, to just raise your hand. Our design professionals and our engineers, our contractors and subcontractors, our elected officials, our suppliers and vendors, community partners like professional organizations like ABC, NAHA, the Builders Association, AIA, ANICO, ICC, and our local inspector groups and departments and governmental employees, which is a lot of us. Thank you to all of you. Whether the public realizes it or not, the work behind the scenes is done by us, the professionals that are represented here. And the impact that you have is safety on the daily lives of the people we serve. What you do every day provides a place where families are raised, where businesses grow, where students learn, where communities gather, where patients heal, where milestones are celebrated, and where refuge is sought, and where God is worshiped. Buildings may serve different purposes, but they all have one thing in common. People trust those buildings to protect them. The buildings that we build, the buildings that we participate in, people trust those buildings to protect them. And that trust didn't happen by accident. That trust has been built over time by the people in this room and people just like us that look out for the interests of the public around us. Just like us that try to do things the right way. In many ways, we are the quiet protectors of the built environment. We are the unseen guardians working to make every day a little safer. And so I sincerely appreciate the work that all of us do, on all the work that you do. And I hope that you'll take some time today to network a little bit, to meet somebody new, to enjoy this meal, to build a relationship, or to encourage one another. This is the first of many. We hope to make this an annual event. We hope that 2026 is just the start for 2027 and on. And we hope to see you there as well. So I just wanted to say thank you. Appreciate all the work that you do.
Thank you, Michael. And at this time, I'd like to ask Ms. Mara Robliski, I'll say that correctly in a minute, with the she's the president of the City of Madison Council. So I'd like to invite her up for a moment.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Larry. Larry told me that if I kept this under a minute, I could ask for an offering at the end, so I'm going to do that. Seriously, on behalf of Mayor Bartlett, our city council, the residents of Madison, thank you to all of you who invest in our city. Whether you invest with your company, your talents, your treasures, we are so grateful for you. The Tennessee Valley is better for you and the work that you do. I want to give a special shout out to the Builders Academy, fabulous organization. I've recommended it to so many students that are not really interested in college, don't want to do that type of extra schoolwork, and they want to go ahead and get started with their life. The Builders Academy is a blessing to our community, as is all of you. And thank you so much for the work that you do. Thank you.
Thank you much more. This time I'd like to bring up Mr. Seth Gowan. He came up from Montgomery Day. Seth is our new executive director of the Alabama Home Builders Licensure Board, replacing longtime director Kip recently. So Seth, we certainly appreciate you driving up today in the rain to be with us.
Thank you, Larry. Thank y'all for having me here. I spent the last 9.5 years as the board's general counsel and learned a lot and made a lot of trips up to Huntsville. And I get up here and I see three of my best friends from the Alabama legislature, Representative Reynolds and Representative Witt, and my good friend, Senator Sam Gavan. The last few years, we've worked a lot on some important legislation. They've alluded to it. NAHA, that's such a big deal, and it's known already nationwide. Known about already nationwide. In March, I was at a meeting, and a vice president from Lowe's Corporation, who heads up their foundation, ran to me wanting an update on the success of NAHA and Representative Witt's and the legislature's efforts to get that program statewide, to replicate what you all are doing up here for workforce development. And that's a critical piece to what we're here talking about today, building safety. The other piece to that is the efforts that we've made the last few years. Again, Senator Gavan and I worked really hard on the legislation related to a statewide building code. Such an important deal, not just to have codes, but to have those important, reasonable, and necessary codes for building safety and to educate our builders and to educate the public on the importance of that. There's no place in Alabama growing faster and more rapidly, everything in construction, residential or commercial, than Huntsville, the city of Madison, Madison County, Athens, Limestone County, the Tennessee Valley. And the efforts that we're making with regards to building codes, the efforts we're making to make sure we get an educated, trained workforce going into the construction trades, and making sure the public knows and understands why we have all of these measures in place, that's what makes the successful growth even more successful, because you're building quality, sustainable homes and buildings and businesses to continue to grow into the future, and that's what we all want. So on behalf of the licensure board, I thank you for the partnership with so many of you that our agency regularly works with. I thank leadership from the House and the Senate who are here today. Y'all got some great representatives down there in Montgomery, and most of the time they don't throw me out of their office when I come to visit. But I do appreciate it, and thank y'all for having me here today, and enjoy the lunch. Thank you.